creation. Is it a secondary doctrine?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of Answers in Genesis and a keynote speaker at this July's National Conference on Apologetics in Branson, Missouri. Well, Ken, I've heard some Christian leaders claim that creation is a secondary doctrine and that it's not important to the whole Christian message. What do you say to that?
Actually, I've heard these claims from Christians who react negatively to my insistence that we need to believe in a literal Genesis and that God created in six literal days just thousands of years ago. I remember receiving a letter from the head of a large Christian organization in America. Now, it claimed that creation was a secondary doctrine like the rapture, and thus it shouldn't be the cause of division in the church. But think about this. What major doctrine is the rapture foundational to? None to my knowledge. Yet the creation account in Genesis chapters 1 to 11 is foundational to every biblical doctrine of theology. If you don't accept the literal Genesis, then you've no foundation for sin, marriage, clothing, the gospel. In fact, ultimately all Christian doctrines are dependent on Genesis being literal history. Creation isn't a secondary doctrine. It's foundational to our faith. This is one instance where we do need to divide over a vital issue.
How can we know for sure that God created in six literal days and just a few thousand years ago? Can science shed any light? Well, go to our popular website, AnswersRadio.com, and we'll provide answers to tough questions. AnswersRadio.com.